الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host or your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been coming to this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to the class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Now, today's topic will be the promise of Shaitan, or the devil. Some people call him the devil, some call him other name, but this is the promise, what Shaitan promises to us. And now we're going to turn to chapter 14, verse 22. Again, chapter 14, verse 22. I'm going to give you some time to get to that a particular verse in your Quran, so you should have the Quran next to you and start flipping through the pages till you get to chapter 14 and to verse 22. And this class is going to be a little bit different today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do what is called give you the tafsir or the explanation. Tafsir, T-A-F-S-E-E-R. Basically, it's the explanation of the ayats or the verses in the Quran. That's what I'm going to try to do in this particular lesson. So it's going to be a little bit different. A lot of you are very advanced. You've been with me for a while. And so this particular information will not be over your head at all, by no means such an imagination. And those who are new students, I hope that I can break it down enough so that it won't be too much or overwhelming to you also. So here we go. Again, chapter 14. Verse 22. And Shaitan will say, when a matter has been concluded, indeed, Allah have promised you the promise of truth, and I promised you, but I betrayed you. I had no authority over you except that I invited you, and you responded to me. So do not blame me, but blame yourselves. I cannot be called to your aid, nor can you be called to my aid. Indeed, I deny your association of me with Allah before. Indeed, for the Thalimun is a thriving punishment for those who do reject Allah, those who obey Shaitan, for those individuals is a thriving punishment or a painful punishment. Now let's get to who's to blame. I'm going to try to break this down to the best of my ability and be, like I say, not over anyone's head. And if I do that, my early apologies for that. And it says, Shaitan will say, as a supporter of evil, he will disassociate himself from followers of mischief. And Shaitan will say, when a matter has been concluded, after people reach their destination, Iblis or Shaitan will stand in Jahannam, meaning the hell, as this is his repercussion on the day of judgment, lecturing and proclaiming loudly, indeed, Allah promised you the promise of truth, the promises of the future resurrection, Jannah, Noor, meaning fire, also reward for good, repercussion of evil, etc. And now you know. Now who is to blame? The promise of truth. Allah's promises are always true. Who is to blame? And I promised you, but I betrayed you. As Allah's promises are factual and Iblis or the devil promises are fictitious. But I have no authority over you except, meaning no authorization, no evidence, no confirmation. He cannot force you to do anything. Whatever we do it on our own. Shaitan could only do what's called waswaso. He can whisper to you, evil whispering to you and suggestion to you to do certain things, but up to us to do those things or to not do those things. We have a choice. Like we're at the fork on the road, and to go to the right is obeying Allah, and to go to the left is obeying Shaitan. So if you go to the left and the side, you're going to do what Shaitan suggests to you. That's on you. That's the thing I'm trying to bring out from this particular verse, where Shaitan himself on the day of judgment will say, look, I have no authority over you. I just suggested to you you do certain things, and you follow me, and you did it. Let's move on. Now, who you have to blame? It says, except that I invited you and you responded to me. Meaning I called you and I asked you or suggested to you to follow some evil path or evil way, and you did that. You accepted it. You decided to do it. And so you are the one to blame. You are the one decided to go in the direction of Shaitan, what he has suggested for you to do, and it's on you, the decision that you made. Who is to blame? So do not blame me, but blame yourselves, meaning your choices are the reasons for your consequences. So keep that in mind, my beautiful students, that your choices are the reasons for your consequences. Don't blame it on any other person. Don't blame it on some adult, mother, father, brother, sister, or anyone else. The choices that you make are your choices. Unless you have some kind of mental health problem or something like that, or someone holds a gun to you, okay, those are different situations. Otherwise, if you're a sane person, sound-minded person, you make the choices that you make, and you had to stand for the, be there to take in the consequences that you, the choices that you made. And also to go further, I cannot be called to your aid, nor can you be called to my aid. Meaning seeking help from one another. So both parties are in dire situations at this time. And it says, indeed, I deny your association of me with Allah. And also it mentioned about a throbbing punishment, a painful punishment at the end. Meaning this is the retribution. This is what will happen to the person who disobeys Allah. We will get, or that person will get, a throbbing or a painful punishment because of their disobedience to Allah. So let's go a little bit deeper into what we're talking about here. Because Shaitan or Iblis does not have command over a person except if the individual willingly permits. They willingly permits Shaitan or the devil to have control over them, then that's on them, 100% on them, what they are doing, because they obeying Shaitan over obeying Allah. They obeying the devil over obeying Allah. They obeying Iblis over obeying Allah. And on that day, the day of resurrection, day of judgment, Shaitan will separate himself away from the wrongdoer. He will say, look, that's on you. I just suggested things to you. You decided to go and to adhere to what I said. You're the one that disobeyed Allah. I already disobeyed Allah. Allah told me to bow to him, to bow down to Adam. I refused to do so because I thought that I was greater than Adam. And so Allah cursed me and sent me to earth and told me that, look, you're going to hell. And I said, well, Allah, give me respite. At least let me pull those people that I can with me. And Allah said that you can go ahead and do that. I will give you that. But you will not be able to pull them all. There's going to be a band of people that's going to hold on to the Quran and Sunnah and hold on to the way of Islam. Hold on to me as their Lord. And follow the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. You will not be able to move those people. But the ones that you will move, be able to convince, then they are the ones that basically will join you in the hellfire. You all will be in the hellfire together. So let me move on. Follow this, students, please. Bring some of your friends, call your friends, and please listen to this. This is probably one of the most important classes that we had over the time that we've been together. I've been your instructor, and you've been my students in these classes. And so this one will more than likely save your life in this world and the next. So please pay attention how I'm breaking down this particular one verse where Shaitan said that, look, don't blame me. Blame yourself. I can't help you on this day, and you cannot help me on this day. So let's move on, students. Allah does not just deserve our prayer. He does not just deserve our remembering Him. Rather, He deserves our entire life, all of our dedication, all of our focus, and all of our efforts, and all of our hearts must only be for Him. He will not tolerate for anyone to be a partner alongside with Him. He will not tolerate anyone to share in a dedication and slavehood that should only be for Him. Be they idols, kings, ideologies, obsessions, or even our own selves. And yet this is exactly what Shaitan calls us to. So when we follow Him in this call, then not only have we made that thing or that person as a partner, but we have made Him as well. Because He is the one who called us to these things. But on that great day, meaning the day of judgment, this devil will completely deny his partnership, even though he had called to it. He will claim that it does not exist. He will promise so many promises. He has whispered into the hearts time and time again. He has played to lusts and eagles, only so that they will follow Him, only so that they will turn away from the divine, only so that they will make Him as partner in their dedication to Allah. But in the moment when they needed Him the most, He will not be there. Even though they had chosen Him above their master, He will deny this choice they had made. This is the extent to which He will betray them. Allah tells us in the final part of the verse, surely for the unjust is a painful punishment. Only the unjust will follow Shaitan. Only unjust will make another as a partner in their dedication to Allah. To do so is the worst of crimes. Could they not see life should only be about pleasing Him? How then could they have listened to Shaitan when he called them? No matter how enticing what he called them to may have seemed, this is why they are the unjust, because they did injustice to Allah and they did injustice to their own souls when they decided to follow Shaitan and make him as partner in their dedication. So by giving their worship, their slavehood, their dedication to other than Allah, these people have committed the worst of injustice because they had taken it from one who deserves it and given it to what does not deserve it. That is why he has told us in another ayahs or verses that shirk, meaning associating partners with Allah, or making any as partners with him, is the worst of injustice. So we should have no doubt in the fact that for the unjust is a painful punishment. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, told us that injustice in this world will be torment in the next, meaning that if we do injustice to Allah in this world, then he will make us pay in the next. Of course, the worst injustice that we can do is to him. But as part of our slavehood to him, he also wants us to be just and fair with his creation. He is a being of justice, and so he expects it from his slaves as well. from those who are charged with being his vicegerent or his viceroys, meaning the righteous representatives on the earth. So if we are unjust to the people, if we cheat them or harm them in any way, then we also need to fear this threat, the threat of a painful punishment. Just think how intense the torment must be for Allah himself to describe it as painful. We have all experienced pain in this world, and yet we know that he did not create this world for pain. He did not create this world for us to suffer in it. Rather, he created the world, or this world, only for a test. And in this world, he placed a taste of the bliss of the Jannah, or meaning paradise, and just a taste of the torment, meaning his fire. So whatever illness or discomfort or sorrow or anxiety or pain that you may have felt in this world is only a test, like a drop compared to the ocean. The real torment is hell. Of course, the lesson for us from this verse is to realize that if we follow Shaitan, then we are becoming among the unjust. When we follow him as he calls us to temptation, anger, or self-glorification, we are being unjust to our master. We are not failing to give our master the dedication and slavehood that he deserves. We are failing in that area. Our problem is that we only think of murderers and dictators as the unjust. We never think that we are unjust when we sin. This is because we have become so blind to him. We take all his favors and bounties for granted. We forget that if he were to neglect us for just one moment, then we will be destroyed. This is why we always need to remind ourselves of him, and we need to yearn for him, and we need to strive to please him, and we need to keep on making this effort. Only then can we, by his grace, be saved from being amongst the unjust. Only then can we, by his grace, be saved from being deceived by the deceiver. So my beautiful students, this was written by someone else. I just wanted to read it to you. I wanted to read to you and explain to you from this one verse. It's such a powerful verse, and it gets so much from this verse. There's from verse 14 of chapter 14, verse 22, that this whispering that we're doing, this obeying of the Shaitan, we're obeying Shaitan over Allah. That we are not obeying Allah, but we're obeying Shaitan. Or we do what we want to do. Again, we obey Shaitan or obeying ourselves, our egos, what we think is right. For example, if a person, Allah tells us not to tattoo ourselves, and we go out and tattoo ourselves, we are making ourselves our own illah, making ourselves our own Lord. We are obeying ourselves because we know that Allah said, don't tattoo yourself. But we go out and do it, who are we obeying? Either we obeying Allah, or we obeying something else, be it Shaitan or ourselves or something else. It's those are the choices. So the thing is, when you disobey Allah, then you're obeying something else. But when you obey Allah, then you're disobeying something else. Or if you're a woman and you're a Muslim sister and you're not wearing your head covering, or you only put it on when you make prayer, you're obeying yourself. You're not obeying Allah. You're making up excuses not to wear it. Whatever you say, Allah knows in my heart, whatever things you want to do or say to yourself to convince you that you're right in what you're doing. But Allah, he didn't say you only wear it for prayer. You wear your hijab or you wear your khimar on your head. Because Allah, that's obeying Allah. But if you do the opposite of that, then you're disobeying Allah. Allah tells you make 5 daily prayers, and you only going to make 2. He tells you fast the month of Ramadan, but you're not going to fast the month of Ramadan. I'm not going to fast this year. I'm going to fast maybe next year. Maybe next year I'm going to do it. So who are you obeying? You're obeying yourself. You're not obeying Allah. You're going for the whispering of Shaitan. And again, this is the most important one of the most important lessons that I'm teaching to you all. Is that you have the power and the authority and the willpower, and you ask Allah for more willpower to disobey Shaitan. You have it. You just have to stand firm and ask Allah, oh Allah, this thing is hard for me. This is temptation is hard for me. Please help me. Go turn to Allah. Don't be afraid to turn to Allah, because sometimes we can't do it by ourselves. Some things are hard to do by ourselves. And we also have to be careful of the people and the places that we hang around. If you hang around people that are doing evil, more than likely you're going to do evil too. You may think you're going to be able to change them, but it may the likelihood that they may change you instead of you changing them. So you try to be around people who are going to firm up your deen, or firm up your worship of Allah. And you try to grab those people who are not worshiping Allah properly and grab them into your circle and have them be influenced by you and your circle, then you be influenced by them in their circle. So look at the people around you. All these people that are helping you to get to paradise, helping you to obey Allah, are all these people around you that are pulling you away from paradise and pulling you away from the obedience of Allah. This ayah is a very, very particular verse. Ayah just basically means verse. This verse is very, very important for you to understand. Because on that day, don't wait for the day of judgment. And then you're looking at Shaitan, oh, I need some help. Shaitan's going to say, look, I can't help you. You can't help me and aid me on this day, and I can't aid you. I only made promises to you. Allah's promises are true, are factual. And my promises are fictitious, are not true, are not factual. But yet you follow me. I'm the one that was the first one to be disobedient to Allah. I was the arrogant one. I was the one that discriminated against this being that Allah created, which was Adam. And Allah told me to bow down to Adam. And I said, I'm not doing that. I'm better than him. He's made out of clay. I'm made out of smokeless fire. And you're telling me to bow down to him? I'm not going to do that. He was the first disobedient to Allah. But yet and still we're going to follow this thing? He's already doomed to go to the hellfire. And yet and still we're going to follow this thing? So be careful, because you thinking you cannot blame on the day of judgment. You cannot blame anyone but yourself. Who is to blame, as I mentioned several times in this presentation, who is to blame for the actions that you do? You are responsible for your own action and the consequences of your action. And the consequences of your action when you obey Shaitan over Allah is the hellfire. It's the torment of the hellfire. The place that just a little amber underneath the foot of a person bores a person blame. A brain, I'm sorry. It bores a person's brain. Or all the skin be burnt off a person's body. And they go through all the pain of the skin being burnt off of their body. And then Allah puts new skin on their body. And then they go through that pain again over and over and over again because they disobeyed Allah. Because they did what I mentioned earlier with shirk, which associated partner with Allah. And you yourself can be that person that you associated partner with Allah. You can be the one that think that you're better than Allah. You know more than Allah. That's why you put on the tattoos. That's why you don't wear anything on your head. Allah tell you to do so. Allah tells you to fast. He tells you to make the prayer. He tells you not to cheat people. But yet you do the opposite, meaning that you obeying yourself. That you think that you know better than Allah. And Allah is Al-Khalid. He is the creator. He created all that we see and all that we don't see. And we're not getting away with anything. Even the words that I'm saying right now during this podcast. Allah knows this. He has the angels writing down what I'm saying. And any bad I'm saying is from me. And any good that I'm saying is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May glory be to Allah. I and my respected students, please understand clearly that Shaitan is an enemy from day one for mankind. He's the one that tried to trick, didn't really end up tricking the Adam and his wife Hawa or Eve to eat from the forbidden tree. Because he promised them, you will not die. Or he promised them, you will have forever, have life forever. And so they basically fell for it. And they ate from the tree. Allah says, don't eat from the tree. You could take from everything on this in this place, this Jannah, this paradise. You could take from anything in this paradise. But this thing right here, this tree right here, do not eat from it. And then Shaitan, he went and he convinced them to eat from the tree. Some people say that Eve convinced Adam to eat from the tree. But you have other proof that say that they both ate from the tree. And Allah told them all to get down from here, go to earth. Meaning Adam, Eve, and Shaitan. To go down to this planet where we are right now. And our mother our mother and our father. We all come from the source, which is the single source from Adam and from Eve. And we all broke up into nations and tribes. Allah made us a nation and tribe that we learn from each other, and now we despise each other and hate one another. But that's another episode that we can get into maybe at a later time. I did mention one time in my episode talking about discrimination and racism. But let me pull back to today's topic, which is being careful, because from day one, Shaitan has been an enemy to man. From day one, and he continues to be an enemy of man until the day of judgment, when Allah has to command the angels to blow the horn, and then they blow the horn, and all things stop, and everything stop, and things change from that day forward. We think right now, because we had the COVID-19, the coronavirus, it has changed people's lives all over the planet. All over the planet, people are dying and change and wearing in masks and trying to do social distancing, that kind of thing, or physical distancing. Yes, that has changed our lives all over the world. But on this day, when that horn blows, Allah commands the angel to blow the horn, lives will be changed like it never been changed before. And then we go before Allah and be judged. Any good deeds that we did, and we submit ourselves to Allah and follow the Prophet Muhammad, peace be blessing upon him, and our good and bad deeds put on the scale, and our bad deeds outweigh our good deeds, we go to the hellfire. If our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, we go to the paradise, the place that our father and mother Eve and Adam were thrust out of because of the disobedience to Allah. The place where Allah was, where we get anything that we want in paradise. And I mentioned, go back to some of my other episodes where I describe paradise to you all, some basic information about paradise. We get anything that we want. To and include when Allah would say to us in paradise, those in paradise, he would say, are you happy? Are you satisfied? And the people in paradise would say, yes, we are. And say, you want more? You say, oh Allah, what more can you give us? We're happy. And then Allah would take away the veil that he has between us and him, and allow us to see what they say, his face, which is such a beautiful thing, a beautiful day for those who worship Allah and obeyed Allah and made Allah their Lord and not themselves their Lord, or some king their Lord, or some president their Lord, or some ideology their Lord. All these together, all these things become their Lord over Allah. Even on the day of judgment, Allah would say, basically, you go to those that you want your reward this day, then you go to your kings. Go to the people that you used to follow. Go to them and seek your reward on this day. This is the day where the reward will be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from no one else. So please, my respected students, don't be tricked by the Shaitan, because Shaitan, when he gets you, he's got you. And then on the day of judgment, he's going to deny having anything to do with you, where you can't help him and he cannot help you. For more information about Islam, you can go to Why Islam. You can also go to American Open University, to their website. All these are a website. And you can also go to the International Online University. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.